The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and today we're going to talk about what's coming up for December. Today, as we are broadcasting this show live, it's December 3rd of 2020, but we're going to look for angel insights into the astrological energies that are lining up for December. There's quite a bit coming up, and I'm going to go over those highlight points. We have some big energies coming, and what we do here in this show with metaphysics is we're just looking to see what kind of insights or the positive, the calming down, and it's going to be fine. We can find a way through this type of energy really with angels. And I worked with angels. I love to work with angels. Very positive, very comforting. And we always find out that we're never alone with everything we're going through. 2020 has been a very big year for massive change for all of us. We are all, as a collective, going through quite a bit. And then in our individual lives, we are feeling it in certain ways that help us with our growth. So one of the things that I thought about when I was putting this show together was new perspectives. We've been seeing quite a few new perspectives the entire year. So what do we do with that? When we are able to allow ourselves to see things from a new perspective, things that may not have been working, or we're just not feeling right anymore, or were troubling us, maybe triggering us in different emotions that weren't so great, what can we do with that energy? And I've discovered that that ignites and sparks our creativity to find a new pathway. That's how it just naturally works. And I love that. And it was really brought to my attention when I was asking for insights from the angels. And Michael said, Archangel Michael, which I work with a lot, and most people in this, you know, light worker industry, we do that. We work with that angel in particular a lot, because it's a wonderful angel to help us with troubling times, fear, clearing out toxic energies, things like that. And it was like, you know, the new perspective can really help. Also, Gabriel comes in with that, because Gabriel is an angel that is about creativity and, you know, looking for a new way, an invention, artistry, any kind of thing like that. I really like that. So if you have a new perspective, and at least allow yourself to look at it, you may not like it. Maybe you're one that doesn't like change, but boy, this year has really made change big for us. And if you were to just allow yourself to look at it through a different lens, you might find that your creativity starts to wake up. You might come up with some different ideas. Well, you know, if I look at it that way, it might look better. Or let me try this. Something else might work. That's what I really like about this. So I put that out there on the photo for this week's show, because it's just, why not? What if there was a way to find a better way to do everything we're trying to do, or to change directions completely? That's what I like for this. 2021 is a big year coming up. It's a year of creative, new, innovative, lots of things. This whole year was an ascension year, a spiritual awakening year, a way of everybody doing something differently and just finding your way through it. And we're still feeling that way. A lot of things are shifting and changing. And then we have all the tough stuff. But there's always a positive we can find. I know that's hard sometimes. And trust me, I feel those too. I've been feeling more tired lately, and I notice that I'm awake a lot more than usual, just thinking about all the things that are going on in the world today. And not like I can fix everything, but what can I do to contribute and help is more of what I'm trying to find and discover. And I'm finding that I've got to pull back and just basically, it feels like upset the apple cart and start all over. Reinvent the wheel is what we feel like we're doing this year. And in some cases, maybe we do. And that's the perspective I'm seeing. It's like, I don't want to have to reinvent the wheel, but maybe we do. And I just want to put that out there that sometimes these things that just feel like they're going after us to pull us down, maybe it's to help us see a different perspective. It's something to think about. So what we're doing in the show today is we're going to look at the energies coming in for December. And I'm going to go through several different ones, and we have some big ones. We have a lot. We have a solar eclipse. We have full moon. That's a unique full moon. Jupiter and Saturn alignment. We want to talk about that. And a headliner for the month is the Great Conjunction. What the heck is that? If you don't know astrology, well, I'm going to tell you about that. And these are all these energies. And I've been watching this and then asking angels like, okay, this energy is lining up. What do we do with this? It's really helped me tremendously. And that's what I'm sharing with you. Not that everything that I share that works for me will be perfect for you, but it's something that I can share because I've experienced it and I've seen that. So that's what I want to share with you today. So how many of you feel like this has been one of those years that's just been nonstop? If you look all the way back to January or even last December and how you feel today and right now, what's changed for you? How much of you has changed? How much of your life has changed? How much do you still want to change? How much has been changing that you didn't really want to change, but you didn't have a choice, you know, that kind of thing. Lots of stuff going on here. A lot of people are feeling a little nerve-wracked with, you know, we're going into more of the cases with the pandemic. I know that. Here too, we're keeping our due diligence, being careful. And I'll be honest with you, what I'm doing, and I'm putting together something I'm going to put out there on my website about natural, you know, it's more like what I'm doing and sharing and what I've studied, researched about how you can help support your immune system naturally. And there's a lot of stuff out there on that, but I'm going to put out there, you know, how I'm approaching it and share it with you. So far, so good. I'm not saying that I will never, ever have something happen, but so far, so good. And it's something that I've been doing for several years. But I'll be honest with you, if you're stressing about every little thing, which I have a tendency to be finding myself dealing with lately too, I'm like, don't do that. You know that that wears down your immune system. That's just a proven fact, no matter which angle you look at it. Stress is one of the biggest ones. So, okay, what do we do with that? Ways to redirect it, all kinds of stuff. So that's something that I'm putting together that'll be on the website. I have been doing a lot on the website, just so you know. It looks like it's quiet over there because I've pulled back and I'm reinventing the wheel a little bit. So that's what's going on with that. Hopefully, first of the year, we've got that kickstarted. Just hang in there. I'm here with you in the show and we're doing everything we can. So one of the angels, like I said, that's coming in for this month is Archangel Michael. He's the strength. He's the rock. You know, when you need a rock, you need that strength that just never falters. That's my go-to. And your guardian angels. He oversees your guardian angels. He's a great one if there's fear creeping in. If you feel like you're just, you can't get out of a downer mindset or pessimistic mindset or negative mindset, whichever word you want to use. It's a wonderful angel to say, you know what? I'm just having too much of this negativity. I don't want it anymore. I feel like I'm just overwhelmed. He's a wonderful angel for all those fears when they're popping up. Please keep that in mind. I like going to this angel, just say, you know what? I'm just feeling this. Can you take in, help me lift, help me find a new perspective? Like I was saying, help me find a new perspective so I can see things differently, so I can work through this. Just that alone is a big strength that you have right available to everyone at any time. And I absolutely love that. There's no money involved. There's nothing except asking. So I do like that. If you find that you are trying to recover and heal, whether it's emotional, physical, you're working through things, whatever it might be, mental, spiritual, whatever it might be. If you're healing, Archangel Raphael is wonderful for that. Your guardian angels are always there for you, and they are just waiting. They don't bother you unless you ask. So I like working with angels because they're there and you ask, but do you believe that they're helping you? Some people feel like I ask and I ask and I ask. So I'm just reminding everyone, just ask and believe that it's been answered. And then go about your day. Just go about your day, and you might discover some interesting insights on that. So everybody has different ways of connecting. I have a lot with nature and animals. I get a lot of communication and messages that way. You may get them differently. It's being open to receiving the way that'll come natural to you. So I do want to encourage you to not forget that they're there for you. They are always there for us, always. So with this month, we're looking at a lot of new energy coming in. So let's talk about that a bit. December is one of the months that, you know, we have a lot of holidays coming in. We've already kickstarted that off with Thanksgiving. And it's always that magical time of the year. There are all kinds of things going on. But this one, this is the shiny, the new, the revolutionary. And we've been pretty much in that revolutionary kind of vibe already for the whole year. But if 2020 has been the year of ascension and awakening and change, now we're looking at how everything's starting to take place. And December is going to add to that. It's still going to help you with that change and innovative moving forward. So let's go into some of these things that are going on. First of all, these are the major ones. I want to go over some major events in astrology that are happening in December. So on December 7th, there's something that's called the moon wobble. If you've never heard of the moon wobble, that's what that, it's something different. It's a square alignment is what it's called, like a 90 degree. And this is usually, a moon wobble typically takes place when an eclipse gateway is happening. So this brings a heightened energy, and it brings more like, okay, you might feel caught off balance. You might feel a little wobbly. You might feel a little off. How many of you have been feeling that for like a week or so? Because here we are, it's December 3rd. That's just right around the corner. So if you feel like you're just off and you don't know why, it might be this energy that you're picking up. Some people pick up all these different energies and some people don't. I pick up quite a bit because I do a lot with energy. So I feel just the slightest little flux in energy all the time. I mean, I can tell when somebody's mood changes and they haven't said anything. They're still smiling. They're still pleasant, but I can tell, you know, things like that. A lot of people can. That's your energy fielding and reading 24/7 the world around you, the environment you're in. So moon wobbles have a tendency to bring an uncertainty or a feeling of, I don't know if I've got my footing right. Don't let that despair you. It's just something that's making you wake up and pay more attention. If you're rushing through life, this is what I like about this, that you can really take from this one. When you're rushing through life and you just go, 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 and you're in autopilot, if you were to trip up and you weren't seeing this coming, or you weren't feeling that there was this energy that might make you feel like, whoa, if you feel unstable, don't you slow down and stop and catch your balance? See, there's a positive perspective to this, to stop and go, wait a minute. Let me just slow down and look at what's going on. That's a gift. There's a gift in that. So I want you to think about that. on December 10th. And I'm going quickly so I can get through all of these, just so you know, because these are so important. December 10th, that's Pluto. Pluto, the planet of rebirth, the ending of the old, sometimes called the death. That's the strife and discord planet. I know, sounds real positive, I know. Well, this one coming in, this energy, it's Pluto with square to Eris. Eris is a planet of strife and discord, where Pluto is the death and rebirth. So those two are kind of going at it. That might bring or trigger some intense energy. You might feel aggressive, more aggressive. You might see it in others. You might just feel it. You might feel like, gosh, why can't I just keep my temper down or something like that? It's important to keep in mind, though, these planets, they don't just stir that intense, aggressive volatility, you know, like that. They are also growth and change that needs to happen. So what you want to look at with this, the positive perspective on this one is, okay, I am feeling out of sorts. First, I was off balance with wobble. Now I feel out of sorts. Why? What's triggering you? Is that something that needs to change in your life or find a better way? Is that something that needs some tending to? There's the gift in that one. And it will highlight the points that need attention. So that's what you want to look at. You want to ask yourself about that. You know, how can I step up and level up and find a way through this and be better than I was before? That's what you want to ask yourself with that one. Yes, that one is December 10th. So on December 12th, that's the 12-12 day. That's a very powerful angel number that is about wholeness and completion. And it's a number code that also is associated with the Merkaba and your light body. So when the light body is activated, you find that you gain a new perspective, a new understanding about time and space, a different dimension. You just see things from a completely different level. It's, you know, moving into a higher realm or higher frequency or dimension to see things from the bigger picture, like we've talked about before. It might be through dreams. It might be just in your waking time, but it, you know, your conscious time. But 12-12 is a powerful angel number, and that's December 12th. That'll be interesting there. So right after that, on December 14, 15-ish, we have a total new moon solar eclipse in Sagittarius. So that's a solar eclipse, a new moon. Sagittarius, so what's that going to be? That's where we see the fresh burst of energy come through. Yay. I know we have this little bit of intensity, and then this comes through, and this is going to be all about the new beginnings, ready for the big changes, because some of the things that we've been through, we're ready. We're done. We're done with this. We're ready to move on. This is the energy that's like, all right, let's get this done. Sagittarius, the solar, total new moon solar eclipse. That's December 14, 15. So some things are hidden until they're fully exposed, and they're not fully exposed. Well, whatever. In a new moon, you don't really see a new moon. That's just, you don't see the moon at all. Like, not, you know, the full moon you see, the new moon you don't. But here's the thing, the seeds that you plant right around the middle of the month, 14, 15, on that new moon, that's new beginnings anyway, a new moon is, this is the stuff that will have strength and grow strong for you. So whatever you're going to put your focus and intention and plant a seed or start or whatever, that's a good time to start. This is a good intention day. What are your dreams? What are your ideas? This energy really will encourage you to go with those new ideas. So if you've had time in this whole year, in these first couple of weeks of December, to see things from a new perspective, this is when it kicks in. Okay, that's kicking in to where I'm having my creative juices flowing here now, and now I can find new, better pathways. So this is coming through. This one is a strong eclipse for the collective too. You know, this could be a significant time in everybody's history. So we're going to be keeping our eyes on December 14, 15, just to see what's the possibilities. So as an individual for myself, I'm putting out the intention for the positive, for the higher dimensions, for the growth and everything that I can do on my own. And that's what I encourage you to do. I'm not even going to try to say, oh, there's going to be this big event of, you know, whatever. It's more, let's put the energy to good use. This is where angels can guide us and remind us, hey, you know, yeah, there's some stuff going on out there, but what can we do to make things better here? What can we do to put energy out into the world that's different? So that's something to think about. And also on the 15th, that is Chiron. That's the one that's the deeper wounds, the wounded healer kind of thing. That one goes direct. It's been retrograde for a bit. That's an asteroid associated with healing, and it's been in retrograde since July. Well, it's going direct. And when it was going through the retrograde time, which has been since July, that's when all the wounds from the past, all your old energies that you still need to deal with are coming up, and you're just kind of revisiting things like that. Well, when it goes direct, which is doing it, that's what it's going to do on December 15. That's when we can find the wisdom and the strength that we've gained from the experience of reviewing things that we still need to heal. That's when it moves forward. So you're going to find that you might be finally moving through some tough spots, because deep healing is what Chiron is all about. Deep healing, the deep stuff. And some of those are the things that we'd rather not think about, you know, that kind of thing. But we all have things that we're working through in our lives. And the goal is to find a way to grow, learn, ascend, continue on the spiritual awakening path, which is, I feel like the whole world is on right now. But this is when the new wisdom and the new strength will start to show to you, and you'll see a direction and a path, because it'll start to move forward again. Okay. So here we go. Keep going. Hang on, guys. And then I will go over to see what's going on in chat. So if you've got anything, the YouTube live chat is open, and I see some people over there. So I want to make sure I get all this information out. Now on December 17, this one, now we got a couple coming up here. So December 17th, that's when Saturn will enter Aquarius. And Aquarius, this is a big, you know, the age of Aquarius thing coming in. Saturn briefly visited and entered into Aquarius earlier in the year. Just, I know, hear me out. That was from March to June. Now, what was going on between March and June? I know. We all know what that was. Now it's back in Aquarius. So, and it will stay in Aquarius for the next 2.5 years. So on our personal note, if you're looking at your personal life, this is significant at ending a karmic cycle and starting a new one. So it's the end of something old and the beginning of something new. Saturn's the Lord of Karma. That's what Saturn's known for. And as it shifts from sign to sign, it brings new lessons and challenges. So now it's going back into Aquarius. Now, if you look back at how you've matured and how you've changed over the last few years, I mean, this year alone, a lot, I'm sure. Almost everybody, I'm sure, could say that. But what about over the last few years? What has changed for you? What's different? You want to celebrate, and you want to honor the work you've done. You want to honor the things you have accomplished and the perspectives and the awakenings that you have had, because Saturn tends to leave very positive, bright rewards when we show up, we level up, and we take responsibility and we do the work. So it's positive that way. On a global or collective, Saturn, it has seemed to coincide with lockdowns, I know, but it's also returning to repeat and unfold further, take it further, not to make it worse, but for us to grow through. I mean, everything we've been going through is, there's a way through this. So nobody has all the answers to that yet. We're all living in the moment with that right now. And that's what I want to share with you. So don't let that be like, oh no, don't go to that. That's where we call on the angels, like, okay, now we're going back into that same Aquarius vibration for 2.5 years that we felt back in March and June. What's up? We need to find better ways. That's what I'm seeing. You know, look at it and see what you think. We need to learn some new things. We have been, it's been giving us opportunity. So we're going to be now living in it and staying in it now. We had a little taste of it. Now we're going to be in it. And so on December 18, that's a sun at the galactic center. It's going to be very, very close. When it aligns at this position, that's the high frequency energy, very high frequency. This is a very spiritual awakening ascension month. It has been a whole year, but this one, we're going out with the grand finale on December. This is wrapping it all up. So we're ready for 2021. 2021 is a new everything. A new everything, a new perspective, a new everything. I mean, if Saturn's going to be in Aquarius that for the next 2.5 years, we're going on a whole new brand new cycle of everything. So this energy coming in on the 18th, high vibration, you want to use that for your manifesting. You're manifesting your intentions. And if your intentions seem to go the way you don't want, put some effort into shifting and redirecting. Like, no, you know what? I'm going to work with this. This is working with your manifesting, working with your intentions. Very, very powerful energy. And the high frequency boosts that. That's on December 18. So this will supercharge everything you're trying to do in your life. That's what I like about this one. So for an energy healer person like myself, I really like this one. Now on the 19th, this is an interesting one. On December 19th, we have the Black Moon Lilith conjunct Uranus. I know. This one is aligning. They're aligning together. And that brings the revolutionary energy. That's the changes. I mean, yeah, we've been seeing that anyway, but the 19th brings revolution and change. So whatever's been suppressed, whatever power needs to come to the surface, that's when it wants to come up in yourself personally as a collective. It'll be interesting to watch how that unfolds. It's a liberating energy. It's a freeing yourself, standing up and feeling empowered to do something about it energy instead of holding yourself back. On a global level, this could bring all kinds of changes to how we take care of the environment, how we respect it, how we can change things, whatever. That's going to be interesting to watch. So we'll be watching that one unfold. Now, here's another big one. I know I keep going because there's a lot here. How long? I got a couple more. December 20th. I know I told you it's a full month, right? December 20th, Jupiter enters Aquarius. There's Aquarius again, but this is Jupiter. Jupiter spends about 1 year, 12 months, in each sign before it moves on. So this is going to be the placement for 2021 for a year. And moving into Aquarius, that's a focus on humanitarian efforts, healing, community building. See, those are good. That's positive to me. And, you know, focusing on what we can do together as a collective consciousness. Like, how can we work as a group? I know we've been feeling such isolation, but we can still work as a group. Energetically, we're not disconnected. Jupiter is an expansion planet and a planet of abundance. Yes. I mean, this is the planet that if you want to shoot further and reach farther, you feel like you can. You know, this one's just a very expansive planet and abundant planet. So when the spotlight is on a particular area of your life, it helps you to harvest the gifts and rewards that are just waiting to come into your life. So this is a very good energy coming in. It was, Jupiter was in Aquarius back in 2009. So if you think back in 2009, if you can think back what was going on for you in 2009, it might give you an idea on what might be shining through for you. It's not always the same things, but it might be a building point, a building block for you. And now we're going to talk about the big granddaddy of the month. That is the Great Conjunction is what it's called. That's on December 21st and 22nd. That's on the winter solstice, and that's Capricorn season. This is truly the showstopper, the grand finale for December. And it's bringing quite a bit. I mean, it's not only the solstice, the winter solstice, the December 21. It's the start of Capricorn season. It's the alignment of Jupiter and Saturn at 0 degrees in Aquarius. That right there, the alignment of Jupiter and Saturn is known as the Great Conjunction. That's ushering in the new era. That is at 0 degrees. That, here we go. It's like ready, set, we're on the new one. This is the one that is the magical date in astrology. And it's a very significant time for this particular year. This is when the planet undergoes an ascension process, you know, higher frequencies. Anyway, so because it's on that day, December 21st, that's a higher frequency day anyway in astrology. But now with this added to it, it's going to be even more so. And then we have Jupiter, and if the frequency and the planet expanding, I mean, if you just look at all this, it's just a lot of energy. But this is how we unlock gifts, our abilities, the skills of manifesting. Oh, yes. It's really worth working on the manifesting. I'm going to be putting quite a bit of that kind of information out on my website too, because this is the time to be doing it. And we want to work on that. So that's a big day, but that's like the beginning of the whole new era. We're moving into that, the age of Aquarius, so to speak. So we've introduced it and it came in and we had a little taste of it a couple of times. Now we're going to be living it as of that time. So on December 29, the 30th, we have the full moon in Cancer. That's a pretty cool, interesting moon because it's the second full moon in that sign that we've experienced this year. The first one was an eclipse, and that was back in January of 2020. So now we're having another one, and this one won't be as strong as that one, but it indicates turning a new page. It indicates a brand new direction, everything. Let's start. Let's go fresh. New page, new chapter, new everything. This is a healing energy moon, that full moon. So you want to use that. Chiron, the wounded healer, the deep healing will be active as well. So this is a very extra sensitive time, but a very healing time. You'll probably feel the emotions more with that one. So that's the major events just for the month of December. I know, a lot, right? So let me go over and see how everyone's doing, see if we have any questions. I want to say hello to everyone that's joined us in the live chat. So good morning. Let's see, we have everybody saying good morning. Yes, the energy is intense. Yes, Maddie, it has been. Absolutely. Let's see, Dr. Jen had a weird 2 weeks, feel like I'm watching a movie play of the past. Some I remember, some I don't, some good, some bad, lots of flashbacks, weird. Yes, exactly. Actually, I've been having that for the last 2 weeks as well. And sometimes I think, how am I remembering that? Like to the finer details, things you haven't thought about in years. Yeah. Lots and lots of reviewing has been coming up. I've noticed that too. I find that I've just been sitting and pondering with it and just asking, this is what I've been doing. And that's been working pretty well. When it pops up and it's weird or unusual, like, why is that coming up, or flashbacks? I ask, is there a significant reason I'm seeing this? What do I need to understand from it? And then I put the intention in there. How can I understand this better? And why am I seeing this, or why am I experiencing this right now? anytime we go through things like that, it's a good time to ask that. I've been doing that a lot lately in the last couple of weeks. And then just let it go and say, thank you. You're just putting that request out there and then wait to see what pops up. But that's very common right now. A lot of people are feeling things like that. And let's see. Hello to Robert. Welcome to the show. You seem like a new one here. So welcomed and thanks for joining us. Let's see. This year has been crazy, but one good thing for me is I have learned how to connect with my angels. Awesome. I wear an amethyst bracelet with an Archangel Michael charm. That's awesome. You feel connected with that angel. Maddie, it's been intense. I'm open to all possibilities for change, especially in career. I've been watching my negative thoughts, which have been difficult recently. It's just felt off. There you go. You're feeling that wobble that we were talking about earlier. Focusing on gratitude. Absolutely. That's what you want to do. Anytime you feel like, gosh, is anything going right? And you just feel like you're being defeated. The best thing in the world that can lift you so quickly, and I'm not saying it's easy, sometimes it takes more effort, is to just find something to be thankful for. It may just be as simple as, oh, I had a meal today, anything, whatever it might be. You just got to start it somewhere to get it onto a different path of energy frequency, and it will help. And sometimes we feel so defeated, we don't even want to try to do that. That's where Michael can come in and lift you up and give you like, you know what? Yeah, you can. I've been there before where I didn't think I had anything left. And it had changed my life. Absolutely changed my life. This was years ago, changed my life completely, which is why I'm so passionate and I stay connected with them on a daily basis. I mean, to me, they're best friends. They're family. They're part of my connection. I encourage that to you if that feels like it resonates. Robert was saying he wore a bracelet and he feels that connection with Michael. So that's a great way to do that. You know, it's something that connects you and ties you. The color blue does it for me. I put every year, I do a Christmas tree because I enjoy the lights, but I use little angels all over the tree. And they just remind me of how they're always there. But I have these little glass crystal angels I put all over the tree. If they drop, they're going to bust all over the place. And they're right on a tile floor. But I'm very, very careful. And it's me just acknowledging and recognizing, thank you for being with me throughout the year. Thank you for being with me all the time moving forward. It's just something that I do because they're just there. And they're just all around. And I see them every day when it's lit up. So any kind of thing that you do like that, that helps you feel connected or reminded, it could be a sticky note reminding you. It doesn't matter, whatever works for you. Let's see what else we have in here. Although I know how to connect with my angels when I feel stressed, it's not as though I forget them. Although I know how to connect with my angels when I feel stressed, it's as though I forget the angels are with me. That's a totally natural thing that happens when we're in our stress mode. That's why the little reminders help. So when you go into that mode and then you see that reminder, it helps you go, oh, that's right. Wait, they're there. Because what's happening with stress, all of that, the stress, the fear, that's more of our physical ego side of us, not coming from our soul side. And it's just part of living here on earth, going through the challenges that we have here. So it's very normal to feel those experiences. So when that happens, we don't want to be hard on ourselves. It doesn't sound like Robert's doing that, but he's acknowledging I'm not remembering, but at the same time, he's also put the bracelet on to help him. So what can I do throughout the day? So I always remember the angels. Oh, I answered it before I read that. Especially when I feel stressed and overwhelmed due to life, work, etc. You know what? Just like your bracelet, put up whatever you need to remind you. Sometimes you can do it in your phone, your devices, on your something that'll pop up in the calendar to remind you. Anything like that. Just something that might be in your visual that helps you remember. Because then you just go, you know what? Yeah, that's right. Another thing is, believe it or not, my dog has taught me this because I was an overachiever, overworker, all that kind of stuff. I had to really find ways to balance that and not do that to myself. Well, having my dog Emmy has been incredible to where she has taught me balance. And every day, it does not matter what's going on. It doesn't matter what you have going on at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's time to go sit outside and take a break. And she's not going to leave you alone till you do. And at first, I used to just keep working and pushing and go, go, go into the night. And now it's like, no, I need to take the break. So at first it was hard because I was like, oh no, I want to finish this before I stop. Yeah, she's taught me how to balance things like that. So whatever will work for you. I like gardening and different activities and allowing yourself to do something you enjoy, not as something like, for example, if you really enjoy gardening or taking a walk, but you won't let yourself do it till you get everything else done, try mixing it up, like taking the break, go do it, come back. You don't feel denied that way as much. And I had a hard time going that way, I'll be honest. I mean, I was really stubborn about that because I was like, no, I don't want to stop. I won't get back and finish it. And, you know, there was all these excuses and reasons. But once my dog was like, no, there's not an option. We're doing this. It changed everything. And it helped me to balance the stress. It helps the stress levels too. It was also the angels were coming through more. And that's why I'm going through all this to tell you that. The angels were coming through easier and they were showing me all these different messages and they were, it was like I was getting their stamp of approval or my little silver star. Yeah, you did good. You let yourself have a moment of something that was positive in your life. You didn't just push yourself into the ground today. They were encouraging me. And I really highly recommend that you try to find ways that it'll help remind you that way. Slowing down your breath. Another one to answer Robert's question. Sometimes when we feel overwhelmed and we just feel that anxiety kicking in or just the stress, just stopping to take slow, deep breaths is a natural mechanism wired into our nervous system that will take us out of the fight or flight stress mode and back into a calm state. If you may have to do it in that direction. That's a physical, mechanical, the way we're wired, but it works. It works. And then you can get your mind back into, okay, that's calming things down because your breath's always with you. So no matter where you are, you have your breath to help you through that. So I highly recommend that. So let's keep going through. Hello, Shadonna. Good to see you. And I loved your message the other day. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. She's been with us for years with the show and she's just a blessing. And I have so much joy watching people that have been with us for so many years grow into and flower and flourish into what they're doing. It's just like watching family members or people that you love, because that's what happens. So I wanted to say that to you. Let's see. We have Anahis. Let's see. Thank you so much. I've been in my head nonstop and creating unnecessary stress, especially with information that came in from my angels. I have a question. Have you experienced negative vibrations from others? How have you handled it in the past? Okay. Yes. Yes. And okay. Good question. Because I'm empathic, I have a tendency just to be a sponge and absorb everything around me. So I have to really put that intention out there. I had to learn what's mine, what's not. And I have compassion and I send the love out there, but I can't fix and I can't take care of everything. My responsibility is make sure I'm doing what I need to do. However, when you absorb it, the first thing I do is I ask Michael to help me clear it. And you can, you know, take that intention to clear it. People have different ways of clearing. They use smudging. They use the salt baths. Well, those are really great to start with if you've never tried that before. I don't do well around smoke. It's difficult with respiratory for me. So I use salt a lot. And sometimes I'm so spinning around, I wash my hands in salt at the sink. But when you can do salt cleansing, really pulls it out. It just naturally pulls the energies out, because, and that's going to pull out whatever you have absorbed. So the negative things of others, they have their lives and they have their thing going on. But once we realize, wait, that's not mine, that's someone else's, we don't get angry about it because we absorbed it. We just need to let it keep passing through and move through and out. That's energy healing for yourself right there. If we can recognize, okay, wait, I was in a great mood before I went shopping and now I'm all out of sorts when I come back, you probably absorbed people you walked past and you didn't realize it. And just the intention of clearing your energy. I highly recommend, with everything been going on in 2020 and things that are going on now, that everybody take that time to clear at least once a day, twice a day if you need to. I've had times where I've had to do it three times a day with what's going on. But it doesn't matter how many times you need to do it. Just put the intention to do it. That doesn't mean you have to go into the salt bath three times a day. Keep some by the sink. Ask Michael to clear you. You can do it that way too. But here's the thing. It's not just, hey, come get this off me. You have to let go of it. So your intention would be, I need to let go of this. Why am I keeping all this? This isn't my responsibility to keep everybody's stuff for them like that. They didn't ask you to keep it. That's a good way to help you let it go. Did someone ask you to keep it? Or is it just you're absorbing it like it's you're supposed to? See, things like that can help you when you're absorbing other energies outside of yourself. So I hope that that helps you. You are so welcome, Robert. Your bracelet, let's see. So my bracelet, my Amethyst Angel necklace will also help. Yes, slow down the breath. Yeah, the breath. See, the breath doesn't cost anything. You came into this world with it and you will leave. Yeah, that's going to be with you till you leave. So, and it doesn't cost you anything. So use it. It's just a way that works. It has to work because of the way we're wired into our nervous system. So I love the breath. I like to do the slow count. I call it the heart breath, the four counts in, four counts out, because the slower the breath, it keeps you from going shallow breathing. I want to remind everybody, you've probably heard me talk about it before, but shallow breathing usually happens when you're stressed. It's up here and your shoulders might be up into your shoulders and things like that. If you're not taking a full breath in where your belly expands, you're shallow breathing. So that's a good indication that the stress is breathing. You're not breathing in. So when you try to take a breath in, put your hands right across the middle of your solar plexus, like right above your navel, right below your diaphragm, and feel your belly expand. Feel the air go in. You may not be able to do four in, four out at the beginning. Do what you can. It's okay. Because for you, you might need to change it up and do it different. Some people, if you're having a cold or you're not feeling well, or you're going through recovering from everything going on out there, you may have to change that up a little bit. Absolutely, it will still work. The intention is there. Let's see what my time is. Okay. I have not forgotten my time, Jessica. I'm on it. I'm watching my clock. She's probably wondering, I never took a break. But we had too much to talk about. Ashley, I have been working with Archangels Michael, Metatron, and Raziel. Awesome. Great angels. Sometimes the energy can be intense and can leave me feeling floaty and ungrounded. Any suggestions to help ground the energy? Yes, absolutely. First of all, frankincense, the essential oil, is wonderful on the bottom of your feet. A drop on the bottom of your feet can help ground you for meditations, and working in that keeps you grounded. Feeling and acknowledging the bottom of your feet on the ground or in your shoes, putting your attention there pulls your soul back in. It brings you in and grounds you. That's two quick ways to make sure you're not floaty. The other thing is, if you're working with all three too much, sometimes it's too much. You have to allow it to process. If you're trying to ascend too fast, it can be a little bit spinny. Doesn't mean you can't. I would work with one at a time. And then if you have that going on a lot, it's okay to take a break and live in the world. Take a day off. It's okay, because that will help you process what you have experienced with the angels. They don't want you to overload yourself, because we are supposed to be ascending and stay grounded and be present. So that's what I'm suggesting to you, Ashley. I did not know it was as easy to clear as you just said it is. I can simply ask Michael to clear me. Cool. Yes, but your intention is you can ask for the clearing, but you're also with that intention and thought, you're going to be handing it over to him. So you have to let it go. That's the other half of that. Some people will think, okay, just get rid of this and you're not doing anything. Absolutely you are. You're the other half of letting it go. Think of handing a package to someone and then you don't let go of it. How can they take it? So I wanted to reiterate that. And Anna has, yes, that helps me, setting the intention to let go of it and send love back gives me clarity. Absolutely. And don't forget your shielding. So I'm going to stop there because I'd only have a few more minutes. I want everybody to join me for just a second because we only have a couple of more minutes here before we leave. And what I want to do is I want to give you a moment of intention setting and clearing your energy. Let's do it together. So if you can, and it's safe for you, if you're not driving, close your eyes for a moment and take those slow, deep breaths in. Just in, feel it go into your belly. If you feel it going up like that, you just saw me do that, I'm showing you that's shallow breathing. So bring your shoulders back down. Recognize that your shoulders are up. Believe it or not, shoulders going up into the ears is a defense, fight or flight reaction of the body. So try again, deep breath, keeping the shoulders down. Now you have that intention like, oh, I'm not going to take my shoulders up. I'm going to bring the breath in. Deep breath. And just take it back out slowly. And then with the intention, you're going to receive in healing energy that will clear out and force out all the lower frequencies you're trying to let go of. And on the exhale, think about you're just releasing it. And then on the next time we do it on a deep breath, take a deep breath in and push it out. Forcefully, like I want you to feel that intention of letting it go. That is a wonderful exercise you can do at any time. You can find a little corner somewhere, go into a room quietly at work, however your situation is. I know sometimes we're all trying to find a 5 minutes to ourselves. We have bathrooms. Those are usually pretty private, hopefully. But you can just go in and just do this breathing. Ask Michael to be with you in it. And when you're letting that push breath out, you're giving it to him. That is a wonderful way to release energy. It's a wonderful way to take in energy. When you're bringing energy in, you're bringing in the healing energy that will replace where all that other energy was. I mean, you're going to release energy. Now you have this space. You want to fill it with some good higher frequency love energy. So that's what it's simultaneous in and back out, and do it as many times as you need to feel more balanced, calm down, grounded, and settled. And whatever situation you have going on, you can take that moment to do that. You can do that at any time. You can do it when you're driving. You just got to keep your eyes open, just like I was doing. You know, you don't want to lose track of where you are. You want to keep safe when you're doing that. But this is something you can do in a couple of minutes. You can take 10 or 15 minutes. Just put the intention out there and do it. Just give yourself that self-care that you need in those moments. Sometimes when we first start working with angels, it can feel you can feel more sensitive about things as you're starting to shift your perspective. Things that used to not bother you so much might bother you a little bit more. That's because it's new. You're adjusting, you're calibrating. Don't be hard on yourself. And sometimes when we're releasing, it releases a lot of emotions that were attached to whatever you're letting go of. We have to let that process. It could be grief, it could be sadness, it could be loss, it could be anger. Those are emotions that we experience. They're not your identity. Remember, we're just experiencing those emotions. So please know that. And with that, I have to go, guys. I know this felt like I barely had enough time to get this information out to you, but I really, really wanted to make sure you had what you needed, because this is a big month. It's a power month. It's a manifesting month. And it's a month that will support you if you allow the energy to do so. So with that, I wish you all much love and happiness, and I will see you next time on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to the Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.